This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, after hitting 90 for the first time in 5 months yesterday, the weather is changing again.
Yeah, it looks like we'll have rain taking the edge off the heat through the end of the work week.
Here's Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff with the scoop. Danny, tell us what's happening.
Yeah, we got clouds and rain around. We're going to have cooler temperatures and definitely muggy out this morning. The air never stabilized. We had no front blowing through here to get rid of the rain. It's stalled to our northeast, and that's the railroad track through the early morning hours. That's where the moderate rain with thunder has continued. But a few showers starting to sneak into parts of Denton and Collin County, so roads will be a little bit wet coming in from the north and definitely from the northeast.
And last night, we saw a lot of hail in the area. North Texas got pelted. Reports coming in from Wiley, hail stacking up like snow 4 to 6 inches deep. Ping pong ball sized hail in cities like Irving and McKinney, Lucas, Parker, Saxey, and Wilmer, and even bigger golf ball sized chunks reported in Allen, Tom Bean, and Celeste. We're also keeping an eye out on any possible power outages caused by the weather overnight. Collin County does have about 500 homes and businesses without power this morning.
The Trump administration is downplaying the group chat on the non-government app Signal that detailed military plans and included a journalist. Senator Mark Kelly, a former astronaut, is one of many Democrats demanding action.
Top Democrats are demanding Walz and Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth resign over the leak.
After 25 years in the Navy, you know, flying off of ships and as a test pilot, if you were sharing classified information in this manner, you would be fired.
President Trump is standing by his national security team.
Our national security now is stronger than it's ever been. There was no classified information, as I understand it.
That's Erica Brown reporting from Washington.
Also, Republicans on the Senate Intelligence Committee tried to focus on matters outside of that controversial group chat yesterday, but Democrats honed in, of course.
Senator John Cornyn of Texas questioned the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, FBI Director Kash Patel, and CIA Director John Ratcliffe on national security issues related to Russia's war with Ukraine. He began with an assessment saying Russia's war is a proxy with the West.
Do you agree with that statement? And that is in the annual threat assessment, correct?
Correct.
Democrats instead focused on the group chat that mistakenly included a journalist who then broke the story this week. Both Gabbard and Ratcliffe say nothing classified was discussed in that chat. From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The stakes couldn't be higher. That's the message coming from Austin and Governor Greg Abbott concerning school choice legislation.
Governor Abbott says school choice is imperative to keep Texas children competitive in a changing world.
We rank number one for economic development, number one for jobs, number one for so many things. It's time that Texas ranks number one for educating our students.
Former Arizona Governor Doug Ducey says Arizona became the first state in the nation to pass universal school choice, but it took 8 years to do so.
50 years ago, politicians stood in the schoolhouse door and wouldn't let minorities in. Today, politicians stand in the schoolhouse door and won't let minorities out. These kids are trapped in failing public schools, and it's time to set these families free.
Abbott says the state can both fund public education fully and provide meaningful opportunities through school choice. From the 24-hour news center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Meanwhile, the state budget clears the Texas Senate.
The two-year budget proposal totals $336 billion and anticipates $153 billion in general revenue revenue, mostly from taxpayers. State Senator Brandon Creighton says education is one of their top priorities.
Senate Bill 1 dedicates $73 billion in general revenue to education alone, making it the single largest investment in the entire budget.
The proposal goes to the Texas House for consideration. If lawmakers there make any changes, they will have to negotiate a final budget bill with the Senate before the end of the legislative session. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Lady Gaga just announced a new concert series. It's called the Mayhem Ball. Starts in July in Las Vegas, then to Seattle, New York, Miami, Toronto, and Chicago. She is not coming to Texas. All right, Christy Walton has placed a full-page ad in major newspapers around the country urging Americans to engage in the political process. Now, you might ask yourself, who's Christy Walton? Walton? You know who the Waltons are.
Walmart.
Walmart, exactly right. The ad emphasized values like honoring commitments to allies, defending against aggression, and upholding the Constitution. While the stated message was nonpartisan, many interpreted as a critique of President Trump and his policies, particularly his trade, tariffs, and foreign relations approach. It's worth noting her net worth, $17.5 billion as of March this year.
Fort Worth School Superintendent Karen Molinar has introduced a restructuring plan to improve students' classroom performance. She is shifting more than $22 million to pay for math and reading instruction. This means the elimination of 19 job titles, affecting about 160 employees.
Superintendent Karen Molinar's plan impacts instructional coaches on every campus in Fort Worth ISD. These coaches are the people who train teachers to better get students to succeed. Now those coaches will be required to teach in the classroom and work directly with students. They'll still work to coach their peers, but they'll have to work hands-on with students as well.
That's NBC5's Wayne Carter reporting. He also says that trustees okayed Molinar's plan on an 8-0 vote.
It is time for a business update. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning. Happy hump day. We've got a stock market that is trying to extend some gains. S&P average has been up 3 days in a row. That's the one we really watch for the direction of the market. And by the way, it is tracking for its worst month since April. Still down about 3% for this rotten month, but it's chipping away. Now, this morning, not so much. If the Dow opened right now, it would be up 14, the NASDAQ down 28, and the S&P average down 2. But we've got a fair number of economic reports coming out today, and of course, we'll always get something out of Washington, D.C. that will move these markets. Durable goods orders are due out at 7:30 this morning. They are supposed to uptick from a negative reading a couple of months ago. It's supposed to be up 1.9%. We've got, like I say, individual stocks out there. We're watching Boeing. The judge is set June 23rd as the trial date for the criminal fraud case against them. Boeing has been reconsidering their plea, but also they've been on a pretty good run, and they've been selling a lot of airplanes lately. Interesting story out there in the dollar business. Guys, you will remember perhaps a decade ago, Dollar Tree got in a bidding war and bought Family Dollar for $9 billion. They had a bunch of rivals, but they beat them out. They paid $9 billion for it. They just sold it for $1 billion. They took an $8 billion loss on this company. That's how bad they wanted to get rid of it. Crude's up 59 cents, $69.59. The price of gold's up $7 and a dime, $3,061.50. 10-year rate's up a little bit, 4.34%, and Bitcoin's up a little bit, too, up like 0.2%. Right now, it looks like a mixed opening. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You'll hear us at opening day in Arlington tomorrow, and a former Texas Ranger is hoping to send a message to young people who might be struggling with their mental health.
At least 91 Major League Baseball players have committed suicide. Former Texas Ranger Drew Robinson says neglected emotions growing up and a feeling he had to be perfect led to a suicide attempt back in 2020.
It's normal to feel off sometimes. It's normal not to be at your best every second of every day, and so when those days happen, being able to take inventory and know when you need help and when you don't, or when you need help and when you can get through it yourself is a superpower.
The Grant Halliburton Foundation's Kevin Hall says more than half of mental health issues start before the age of 14.
It's like any other disease. The sooner we can identify and begin to treat, the better chance we have for success.
He says he wants to show mental health issues can affect anyone from any background. In Dallas, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KURLD.
No Anthony Davis for Dallas. New York made them pay. The Knicks rolling past the Mavericks, 128-113 last night, behind a triple-double from Carl Anthony Towns and 35 points from OG Anunoby. Davis sits out with an adductor strain a day after he had come back to the fold. Knicks capitalized, outscoring the Mavs big time in the second half. Now, Najee Marshall made some history, though. He dropped a career-high 38 for the Mavs, and the 38 for Najee, the most at MSG by an undrafted player in NBA history. Kind of cool. Meanwhile, the North Texas Mean Green are heading to the semifinals of the NIT after a gritty 61-59 win at Oklahoma State on Tuesday night. Atten Wright led the way with 15 points, 4 three-pointers. Mean Green holding off a late push from the Cowboys, who missed a potential game-winning three in the final second. And it is the second time in 3 years that UNT has knocked OSU out in the quarterfinals.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.